I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance, doing a quick roundup of the main issues in East Asia Pacific for our clients this Tuesday morning, the 8th of January. Firstly, in Malaysia, Malaysia's constitutional monarch, Sultan Mohammed V of Kelantan, abdicated on Sunday, January 8th. He is the first reigning king in Malaysia to abdicate. Yesterday, the Conference of Rulers decided to elect a new king on January 24. Sultan Nasruddin of Perak, the deputy king, will serve as acting head of state. The abdication is unlikely to cause political instability in Malaysia. Kings in Malaysia have avoided involvement in political matters, often making it hard to decipher their influence and indeed their relevance. Clients are advised to monitor the developments for any new controversies over the succession of the selection of a new king. In Thailand, confusion over the delay in elections continues as the military government is expected to seek an interpretation on the 150-day deadline by the Constitutional Court. A member of the Constitution Drafting Committee has opined that the 150-day deadline means the elections should be held within 150 days of the enactment of the organic law. The law governing the elections was enacted on December 11th. As per the 150-day deadline, May 9 will be the latest the elections may be held. Prolonged indecision on the elections is likely to cause more protests and potential unrest in the country. Clients are advised to always avoid political protests in Thailand as clashes with the authorities and protesters do occur. You can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships and or buy our materials on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.